Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
From days long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend.
The dream that came through a million years, that lived on through all the tears.
It came here, the Fandom Nexus.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to our host as he plugged in his microphone.
I have a podcast!
Here he is, your Spider-Pan, Jeremy.
Yes, indeed. Here I am, your Spider-Pan, Jeremy. And I've got a lot of things to share with you this week. A lot of fun things going on. I mean, we're getting into the holiday season here. We're winding up, falling, if that's the right way to say it. But yeah, but we're coming, you know, technically, I guess it's still fall for at least another month. But, you know, as we get into that holiday season, we get a lot of new entertainment coming along. A lot of new movies because, you know, other than summertime, and, you know, the holiday time is a good time for people to go to the theaters with the family. I remember we used to have a tradition of going out to movie theaters. I remember going to see Oliver and Company on a Thanksgiving. I think we went to Flight of the Navigator, perhaps even on a holiday. I don't know. But I remember we went, you know, sometimes with a big group of us, of my family, when we were all getting together, we'd sometimes all go out to a movie. Heck, I even remember the Batman, The Mask of the Phantasm, coming out on Christmas Day, and my current girlfriend at the time had went out to see that. So, I mean, this is a time a lot of movies are coming, and I'm not talking about Hallmark movies or Lifetime movies. I'm sure there's plenty of those. This is stuff actually coming to the theaters. Of course, they're also probably coming to a streaming service near you, because that's just kind of the way life works these days. But a lot of things there. I love that when we see advertisements, they're saying exclusively to theaters. We're trying to get people back out to movie theaters, and in fact, this past week, there was an event, really a good reason to go out to a movie theater, and my wife and I kind of had a bit of a date night, getting to go out to a movie, which I can't even think of the last time we went together out to a movie like this. Although I'm pretty sure we're going to be going, hopefully, this weekend for Ghostbusters Afterlife. I'm sure she's interested in that as well, so we'll be able to go out, but we'll probably have a friend of mine with us. But we did manage this past week to go out and see Monsters, Inc. That was the surprise Pixar movie here in my local theater for the Disney Plus Day. As they had, I mentioned it last week, they had all the special movies coming out, and they were surprised. You just show up for a Disney animation, Disney Studios, a Star Wars, and a Pixar movie all throughout the day. And we got free popcorn, a free drink, and a poster, all for going out there. And our surprise movie was Monsters, Inc., which I found a lot of websites that had predictions on because of the movie length of what it was going to be, and everything that they were guessing was pretty much tying in to something that's either on Disney Plus or coming to Disney Plus. So, you know, with the length of everything, Monsters Incorporated was kind of the predicted, because you have monsters at work, and they also predicted you were probably going to see Star Wars films Rogue One, and that would all help kind of tie things together with the Book of Boba Fett, apparently, which is coming actually very, very, very soon. Book of Boba Fett will be out by the end of this month. There's just so much stuff going on. But let's get into some host chatter. So what have I been watching? Well, you know, it was Disney Plus day. So I did watch Ciao Alberto, and that was a nice, cute little short there. I liked it. It's good old Pixar fun right there. That's on Disney Plus. I've been told I need to watch. It's like a TikTok something. There's a lot of shorts that were put out on Disney Plus, including The Great Paper Man, which I haven't sat and rewatched that one since it's on there. But it's nice having some new shorts to watch. I haven't got a chance to check them all out. I did see the Simpsons special called Plusiversary, which was a whole lot of fun. It was basically a lot of just quick cameos of different Disney and Marvel, Star Wars characters, you know, all with the Simpsons, and they're just kind of having a party. It was just kind of fun to watch. And then, of course, I mentioned Monsters Incorporated, getting a chance to see that in a theater once again. Hadn't seen that in a theater, of course, since its initial theater run, which my wife and I saw, I know, at least twice in theaters, because we went, of course, when it opened. And then they had a special, I think it was maybe a couple weeks later, They opened it with the new teaser for Star Wars Episode II at the time. And they had, that's also when they added the blooper reel, which included the production of Put That Thing Back Where It Came From, the musical, the company play, which they had added in there. And they did show all the blooper reel and stuff at the screening that we went to, which was great. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun going out and doing that. What have I been playing? Well, I'm still playing around with Uncharted. I'm in the middle of Uncharted 3 right now, and I'm completely stuck. I've only played through Uncharted 3 completely one time. And so I haven't really mastered a technique of getting out of some areas where there's some really difficult combat situations you find yourself in. And I'm in a shipyard with a bunch of pirates, and I'm just surrounded. I don't know what in the world I'm supposed to do, but I know I've gotten through this once before, so I know I can do it. I just don't remember what it was that I did. And we're still playing with Animal Crossing because of all the new updates. My wife is, of course, really enjoying the DLC on that one, where she's getting to make resort homes for various different characters. She's been spending a lot of time on that when she's home from work. So she's really enjoying that. So hopefully I'll pull her away from it long enough to go see Ghostbusters Afterlife. So, but yeah, that's what I think I started playing around with something else the other day because I needed a break from Uncharted because I was stuck. But I cannot think of what I started playing with. Oh, yeah, Enter the Gungeon, which is, I guess, kind of an indie game. I started playing around with that one. That's kind of fun. There's a little bit of the controls I think I'd like to change because it works when you got two analog sticks that you run with one and you aim with the other. Now, old arcade games, and I'm trying to think of the name of some of them. There was two of them, and one was kind of like a sequel to the other. One was like a game show kind of thing. But whichever you had two sticks, and you'd run with one stick, and wherever you pointed the other stick, you would automatically be firing wherever you, as long as you push the stick in a certain direction. Well, this one, it kind of does that, but you still have a trigger button you have to press. And I would probably take away that trigger button and just let me push the stick in the direction I want to fire and let it keep firing. But I guess the reason why they have a trigger is you have certain guns that do run out of ammo, and so maybe you'd want to have a little bit more control over that, although you do have an infinite ammo basic gun. But it's a pretty fun game. It's a bit of a challenge at times with different bosses. So, yeah, that's kind of fun. Enter the Gungeon. I believe I got it free. They had, golly, how long ago was this? They had, like, some giveaways. It was about the time the PS5 launched. They had, like, some free games you could get for PS4, and I think even a couple PS5, some indie games that they made available for free that I did pick up. I haven't played everything I got for free, but that was pretty fun. But, yeah, we've actually hit a year of the PS5, and I still don't own one. I have played one, though. Philip has one. We are also at the birthday of Mickey and Minnie Mouse, because they both make their appearance in Steamboat Willie, and we're celebrating that birthday, actually, the day as I am recording this show. And, of course, we are coming up on the 20th anniversary of Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, hitting theaters. Can you believe it's been 20 years? And I'm working on a very special episode. I'm gathering some people. I think I'm going to make some trivia teams, some special guests, perhaps. But I'm coordinating all this on my Discord channel. So if you might be interested in taking part of that, or you just want to go and find us on Discord and have some fun conversations, I believe I do have a link in the show notes. If you go to our website, neverlandpodcast.com, you should be able to find a link to get right into our Discord server. And if not, let me know, and I will try to get you a link that up to the Discord server. Also, did you manage to go out for Disney Plus Day to a movie theater to see a surprise movie? And what did you get to see? Because I only went in for one movie, and it seemed like you could like go and just stay there all day if you really wanted to. I'm not entirely certain about that, but it seems like that's what they were aiming for. If you managed to go out there, let me know what it is that you got a chance to see. Send me an email here, podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Of course, we do have a voicemail, which, of course, I'll leave all the phone number and all that stuff with you later on in the show.
Spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
All right, so November 12th was Disney Plus Day, and there was a lot of things released to Disney Plus and a lot of things announced, and I found a pretty good list. Android Authority managed to collect everything going on. there was stuff going around the parks, on Shop Disney. I mean, they all just went in for it. They were really celebrating 2 years of Disney Plus in style. But we had Home Sweet Home Alone, which is on Disney Plus, and I don't really have a full movie review of it, but Lost Boy Philip did watch it with his nephew, and he says, well, it's definitely aimed at kids. Gave it a thumbs down, though, which doesn't surprise me. It did not look good. It seemed like a bad idea. And especially the problem that he really had with it, and that I've seen other people criticize, is that, you know, instead of the wet bandits, you know, you have your two crooks are actually a married couple that are actually struggling financially and actually are not coming in to hurt the kid or anything. They just need something. They think he stole from them, and they're just trying to get in and get it. And maybe they went about it the wrong way, but the beating and brutality they receive is nowhere deserved. And it's just like they're sympathetic characters, and so they're getting hit. It's not funny anymore, you know, when they get hit with stuff. If they were evil, rotten people like the wet bandits, well, you know, Joe Pesci is good at being evil. He plays great, just mean characters, but they were mean people and they were going to hurt Kevin. And so when Kevin did things to them and it was cartoonish, it was funny. But if you have a sympathetic family that is struggling and they need help and they think that something was stolen from them by the kid and they're just trying to get it back, it doesn't work when he, you know, drops a bowling ball on their head, you know? And so, yeah, that's Olaf Presents, an original series of shorts. I haven't watched any of that. I might take a look. I don't know. I'm a little thought out, as many of you would know, but I might take a look. You know, Olaf is still fun. The domestic Disney Plus streaming debuts of Walt Disney Animation Studios shorts that included Frozen Fever, Feast, and Paper Man, an Oscar-nominated Mickey Mouse short, Get a Horse, and more. Chow Alberto, of course, was put on there. I did enjoy that. We did, of course, mention the Simpsons thing on there. The first five episodes of National Geographic's The World According to Jeff Goldblum. I've watched two episodes of that so far. Definitely enjoying it. Jeff Goldblum just doing a wonderful job. He's just so personable and just talking about stuff he gets curious about. It's really, really fun. So yeah, I'm going to continue watching that. I definitely recommend that. If you haven't watched that first season, go check it out and then get into the second season. There is a special celebrating the Disney Plus Marvel Cinematic Universe shows and looking towards their future. And then, of course, this is a streaming release of Jungle Cruise and Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings on Disney Plus, which my wife has not seen Jungle Cruise. We'll have to sit down and watch it. I enjoyed Jungle Cruise. It was pretty good. All right. So Cheaper by the Dozen, Gabriel Union and Zach Braff reimagining of a hit family comedy. This is, I think, like the third time somebody's made Cheaper by the Dozen. It's expected to hit March 2022. Disenchanted, the sequel to the hit film Enchanted, starring Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey, on Disney Plus then this fall. Fall of 2022, I should say. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, we've mentioned that. This is it's an animated entry into the franchise, which, like I said, I haven't been entirely certain if it was a series or if it was going to be a movie. I'm not sure, but that streams on December 3rd. Roderick Rules, that's the second animated film from Diary of a Wimpy Kid universe, premiering in 2022. So I guess these might be a series of animated films. I guess that's what they're doing. All right, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. John Mulaney and Andy Samberg star in the hybrid live-action CG animated feature film starting on Disney Plus, spring 2022. The Beatles Get Back. This is Peter Jackson, speaking of Lord of the Rings, docuseries. He's going, this streams over three nights, starting on November 25th. This is basically about the Beatles making, I think, what was their last album. I'm not a big Beatles historian, but this looks very, very interesting. Better Nate Than Ever, which is based on a book by Tim Federle. Better Nate Than Ever premieres spring of 2022. Hocus Pocus 2, which I guess is not exactly the same story. I did see out in stores there was a book that collected the story of Hocus Pocus. It was probably the old movie adaptation, I don't know. And then it had a sequel story. But I guess this is not exactly the same story that Hocus Pocus 2 is. I don't know. Not entirely certain. But Hocus Pocus 2 with Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy and Jimmy return. And this is premiering fall 2022 on Disney Plus. Pinocchio. This is Robert Zemeckis combining live action and visual effects, reimagining the classic story. Tom Hanks is in this. I mean, Robert Zemeckis directing is pretty good. Tom Hanks, Cynthia Erivo, Luke Evans, and the voices of Benjamin Even Ainsworth. His name sounds familiar. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Keegan-Michael Key, and Lorraine Bracco premiering in the fall. I'm really tired of remakes, but part of me kind of wants to see it. I don't know. You know, the director and having Tom Hanks as Geppetto, I kind of like that. So, but I'm really tired of the remakes. Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild. Simon Pegg is back as Buck in an all-new movie premiering January 28th. I believe we have a teaser coming up for that later. The Ice Age films really kind of went off the rails. The first one's definitely good. The second one's all right. But after that, I haven't really enjoyed them as much. Sneakerella, set in the avant-garde sneaker subculture of New York City, the music-driven movie puts a gender-flipped twist on Cinderella, premiering exclusively on Disney Plus February 18th. I think I have the trailer for that for you later as well. I've got a collection of trailers. I was just grabbing trailers left and right because there's so much stuff. The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder. You know, I never did watch The Proud Family. I might be missing out. I think I can watch it all on Disney Plus, but I don't know. I was not really that interested in it. But this is streaming on February of 2022. I believe I have a trailer for that one for you later. High School Musical, the musical, the series gets to season 3. The Spiderwick Chronicles, new live action series based on the best selling books. I remember seeing the film and I don't think I read any of the books, but I did find in the library once a book that had it was supposed to be like the book that you would see in the movie where it has all the different creatures listed and everything. I remember looking at that, but I haven't read any of the books actually in that series, I don't think. But I'm interested to see what they do with the live action series there. Baymax, and I do have a trailer for this later. This is, of course, Baymax having a series of his own coming this next summer. Zootopia Plus, a new short form series set in a mammal metropolis coming 2022. I thought they were making a sequel film. Maybe they were actually just working on this. I do not know. Tiana, a long form musical series about the newly crowned princess of Maldonia, heads to Disney Plus in 2023. That's a long time coming. I don't know that I needed this, but okay. Princess Tiana. Because the main thing, she was happy at her restaurant. So I don't know. You know, she's getting crowned the official princess. I guess with this, are they going to move it out of her restaurant? She was living her dream with that restaurant. Had a good happy ending. I kind of feel like don't mess it up. Intertwined, or notice as Entrelazados, the first Disney Plus original series produced in Latin America, now available to stream. I don't know if I have a trailer because, you know, produced in Latin America, I didn't know if it would be in English and I wouldn't understand it. I don't know. Might be something with subtitles. I have no idea. Cars on the Road. Pixar's Cars gets a new series with Mater and Lightning McQueen heading out on a cross-country road trip coming to Disney Plus here in 2022. Don't know when in 2022. That could be fun. Who knows? Two new documentaries explore the making of Pixar's Turning Red and Lightyear, which are heading to Disney Plus in 2022. We do have a trailer for Turning Red coming up later in the show. Win or Lose, Pixar's first ever original long-form animated series, lands at Disney Plus 2023. Each 20-minute episode highlights the perspective of a different character as a middle school co-ed softball team prepares for their championship game. Let's look at the Marvel announcements. Hawkeye, of course, post-blip New York City. Clint Barton teams up with 22-year-old skilled archer Kate Bishop to unravel a criminal conspiracy, premiering November 24th. Actually, just like another week. Wednesday. I think they're going to drop 2 episodes in the first go on that one. Moon Knight, which I think I found a trailer for. Vigilante, who suffers from dissociative identity disorder, is thrust into a deadly war of the gods against the backdrop of modern and ancient Egypt. The series premieres 2022. I'm only mildly familiar with the Moon Knight. I know there's like this weird thing. He doesn't know if he's really is what he is or if he's really fighting any evil. I know he's kind of an odd, interesting character who, without that, he would be kind of Batman. She-Hulk. Tatiana Maslany is She-Hulk, Jennifer Walters, a lawyer who specializes in superhuman-oriented legal cases in a new comedy series coming to Disney Plus in 2022. Now, in the comics, Jennifer Walters gets a blood transfusion from her cousin, Bruce Banner. And, ends up getting some of his gamma radiation. And a lot of what they've done in the comics, and I have some of them, they are pretty funny, but they are as her as a lawyer. And, of course, having some adventures with her Hulk abilities. Very fun character if done right. Ms. Marvel, that's Kamala Khan, 16-year-old Pakistani-American from Jersey City, gets superpowers like the hero she's always looked up to, premiering summer 2022. And as I've said, yeah, like the hero she's always looked up to because she's got Mr. Fantastic's powers. I haven't seen anything that really works any differently other than she's not so much elastic as in she enlarges bits of her, but it comes out to the same thing. She's kind of stretchy. Echo, I have no idea what this is. Alakia Cox stars as Maya Lopez Echo following her introduction in Hawkeye. So we're going to get a new character pop up in Hawkeye. And I don't know anything really much. I've never heard of this character. So I'll probably have to do some research by the time we get around to it. Ironheart, Dominique Thorne is Riri Williams, the genius inventor who creates the most advanced suit of armor since Iron Man. This character has been around in the comics. This kind of fits into what we were talking about last week, where it seems like when you're dealing with copyright, if you can kind of get the same character but have a different person, then maybe you get around some of the copyright and owing money to the original creators. I think that's kind of what they're doing with this, you know, more than just like, oh, hey, we need more women superheroes. Let's throw one, make one an Iron Woman. I think there's more to it even than that. Anyways, Agatha, House of Harkness. Katherine Hahn returns as her fan favorite character from WandaVision. I don't know if they planned on doing a series when they first introduced this character, but I guess we all responded to the character. And, you know, she's got a lot of rich history in the Marvel Universe. So it'll be interesting to see how they bring this around. And, you know, she is the nursemaid or nanny for the son of Reed Richards and Sue Storm. So maybe they'll bring that around before we get to Fantastic Four. Secret Invasion. Samuel L. Jackson returns as Nick Fury, with Ben Mendelsohn reprising his role as the Skrull Talos in this crossover MCU series. Not sure how this is going to work, because they made the Skrulls good aliens. Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. A holiday special written and directed by Guardians of the Galaxy veteran James Gunn. I don't know anything more about this. I don't know if we're going to see the Guardians actors. Is this a live action or is this an animated? I don't know, but it's a holiday special. I guess it's coming out this season. I'm going to keep an eye out. X-Men 97. Hello. Series featuring new stories set in the iconic 1990s animated series timeline. Now I'm going to have to go and do some rewatching on like the last final couple seasons of X-Men, which is on Disney Plus. Because I think they all kind of had to split, go their separate ways, and Professor X was kind of incapacitated. They really put an end to it, so it'll be interesting to see what they bring around to bring that back. But what I would like to see is the 90s animated Spider-Man series, because if anyone remembers how that one ended, he was being taken away by Madame Web to go rescue the real Mary Jane after finding out that the Mary Jane that he had married was a clone mixed with Hydro Man. And she dissolved. So he was going to get her back after going through this big testing, going through kind of like a multiverse. It was really neat. And I would like to see them pick up where that left off. Or I've even been watching, I started up watching this. Remember the Spectacular Spider-Man animated series? We had Greg Wiseman actually on the show. Ooh, second or third season. He was one of the head writers and people behind bringing that to life. And it's a really great cartoon. I'd like to see that one picked back up as well. What If Season 2? There you go. I mean, that's all there is to it. It doesn't say exactly when, but it is coming. Spider-Man Freshman Year. An animated series that follows Peter Parker's road to becoming Spider-Man within the MCU, told in a style evocative of Spidey's early comic book roots. I'll check it out. I'll check it out. Definitely. I want to see what they do with this. I guess it's... I mean, is this... Is this supposed to be like Tom Holland, our cinematic Spider-Man? Or is this a different series? I don't know. Let's see what they do with this. I Am Groot. Original animated shorts explore Baby Groot's formative years before becoming one of the Guardians of the Galaxies. Now, is this our modern Groot? Or is this the Groot we had before? Maybe we get to see him in his formative years? I don't know. Because really, the Baby Groot we've had is already part of Guardians of the Galaxy. He's kind of been brought around with them. Marvel Zombies, because I guess they thought we wanted an animated series based on that. I think most of the world is a little tired of zombies, and a lot of people really thought the Marvel Zombies What If episode was kind of just okay. So, okay, we'll see. I don't know. I might check it out when it comes around. All right, what we got coming out from Lucasfilm? Willow. Upcoming series Willow sees the return of Warwick Davis as his iconic character, joined by castmates Ruby Cruz, Aaron Kellyman, Ellie Bamber, Tony Revolori, Amar Shada Patel, and Dempsey Brick, premiering exclusively Disney Plus 2022. And I think I have the video where Warwick Davis is going and introducing the rest of the cast. I really wish that Val Kilmer was able to return as Mad Mardigan. But, you know, he had throat cancer and he beat it. There's a really nice documentary. I think it was on Amazon or Apple TV called I Am Val, I believe, or just called Val, I think. Really nice to see, you know, he's doing good. It's just unfortunate he really can't speak anymore. He's still, I think he realized how beloved he is. So it is very, very nice. I just wish he would be able to make his return as Mad Mardigan. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Of course, we knew this was coming. 2022. Under the Helmet, The Legacy of Boba Fett. This is available now. Learn about the origins and legacy of Star Wars legendary bounty hunter Boba Fett, now streaming on Disney+.
Okay, we'd like to introduce Boba Fett. Can you speak to us, Boba?
Certainly.
You didn't know who he was, you didn't know where he came from.
Because he didn't get much screen time.
When he put the costume on and walked onto the set, absolute silence.
You said, whoa, who is that?
Despite his lack of screen time, next to no dialogue, he's everywhere.
The world was ready for this bounty hunter.
Under the Helmet, The Legacy of Boba Fett, now streaming only on Disney+.
So there you go. Didn't have that trailer for later, so I just went for it now. And I haven't watched that yet. I'm going to have to take a look. I thought it was going to maybe be a history of the character inside the universe, which we know where his origins come from. It'll be interesting to see a little bit more. I mean, we did see him in the Clone Wars and some of the animated series. We've seen him as he's grown up and his different adventures he has. But it'd be nice to maybe see how he got the reputation as the baddest bounty hunter this side of Tatooine, you know? Welcome to Earth. This is National Geographic Now. Will Smith exploring Earth's greatest wonders in a 6-part original series. Starts the streaming on December 8th. I believe I have a trailer for that for you later. America the Beautiful, a new 6-part documentary series about some of the most stunning places in the U.S., streaming on Disney Plus 2022. I'll have that trailer for you later as well. And Limitless with Chris Hemsworth. This is where Chris Hemsworth, of course, Thor, seeks to discover the full potential of the human body in a 6-part Disney Plus series from National Geographic, coming 2022. All righty, we still have more Star International Disney Plus Day announcements. This being international, I don't know if this is in the U.S., but it has Rosaline, a comedic twist on William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, told from the perspective of Juliet's cousin Rosaline, Romeo's ex-girlfriend, Disney Plus star. The Princess, Joey King, stars as a young royal who is more comfortable with a sword than a tiara and must save her kingdom from ruthless mercenaries in a new upcoming film premiering this summer. Prey, the latest entry in the Predator franchise. What? Set in the world of the Comanche Nation 300 years ago and follows Naru as she fights to protect her tribe against the alien predator. This is summer 2022. I wonder if some of this is coming to Hulu. Then something called No Exit. This suspense thriller follows a young woman who is stranded by a blizzard and forced to find shelter at a highway rest area with a group of strangers. This movie premieres 2022. This is an international version of Disney Plus called Star. Disney Plus Star. And I think the only way we're going to get any of this, like I said, in the United States, is on Hulu. My goodness. Well, here we go. Marvel's Avengers on the PlayStation added a new character. This is an exclusive reveal trailer for Spider-Man.
Dozen of them, one of me.
What's that? Someone there?
Just another day being Spider-Man.
Nice try!
I'm just saying, you look great.
Okay. Looks like I got some friends too. Avengers, assemble. Bad guy, scatter.
Couldn't have put it better myself, buddy.
What can you see? Keep moving, guys, keep moving. Come on, let's go, this way.
Spider-Man!
We'll keep working on it, bud.
PlayStation. November 30th. That comes to anyone who happens to own that Marvel's Avengers game, which I played. They had a, like, what, for 30 days or 90 days or something you had where you could play it for free. And I tried it out, and I tell you what, I didn't really enjoy the game. I don't know. It didn't click. But, you know, with Spider-Man being thrown in there, I kind of want to check it out because it'll be a complete new storyline. And so, you know, part of me kind of wants to dive in there and try it. You know, I probably will come back to it. I could probably get it cheap. Anyways, we're meeting the cast of Willow next. We haven't even hit the trailer park, and I've got just audio. This is still Games, Toys, and Other News.
Hello. Yes, it's me, world-famous actor Warwick Davis. I'm thrilled to be coming to you from the set of the brand new sequel series to my most popular role, Willow. Yeah, we heard you, diehard Willow fans. The Willowmongers, the Willing Me Softlies, the Low Boys. You get the idea. We're still workshopping fan-based names for that. Anyway, they've asked me to introduce you to the phenomenal cast, or supporting cast, that will be joining me on a brand new adventure. Well, let's go meet them. Okay, so we'll start with this handsome young fella who is, alright, don't touch. Oh, go on then. Tell him your name.
Dempsey.
No, your first name.
Dempsey is my first name. Brick is my last name.
Oh. Good luck with that. So, Arma, what does it feel like to be carrying the torch for a whole new generation of fans who may not remember the movie?
There's a movie?
Yeah. Yeah, Willow.
Who's in it?
Me, directed by Ron Howard.
Ron Howard?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Ron Howard,
from Arrested Development.
Oh, that's good.
Is he narrating this?
He isn't. Now, Ellie Bamber, tell us about the first time you saw Willow in the cinemas. A lovely anecdote, this.
Oh, I wasn't born. Wait, so what are they going to do with your face for this?
What do you mean, my face?
Quite a bit older now. Are they going to, like, Irishman your face with computers?
No, Ellie, they're not going to Irishman my face. Some time has passed since the first movie, and a huge part of this story is how good Willow looks for his age. Keep up, Ellie. Read the new pages. I'm professional. Look at this guy. So you may recognise him.
I'm Tony.
Yeah, he's done some, what have you done? Student films, Insta stories, TikToks and the like, yeah?
Yeah. I just want to say I'm also a huge fan. My dad and I actually watched Willow back in the day when I was a kid, and I grew up loving it, man. It was great. You know, my second favorite fantasy adventure.
Cool.
Behind Lord of the Rings.
You're going to stop there after Willow is great.
Oh.
I'm Ruby Cruz.
Ruby Cruz.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Ruby Cruz. That's a hell of a stage name. You getting that, Dempsey?
Yeah.
Now I know you, don't I?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm Erin. I was in Solo with you.
No, that's actually the one Star Wars movie I haven't seen.
Oh.
But it's great to have you back for this one.
You know this isn't Star Wars though, right?
So there you have it. The younger supporting cast of the brand new Willow series coming next year to Disney Plus. No, hang on. It's Warwick.
No, Warwick.
Warwick. Not at once. Warwick.
Warwick.
No, forget the W.
Warwick.
Not the first
Warwick.
W, the middle one. Warwick.
Warwick. I think I'm getting it.
All right.
Please.
We got it.
That's the first time I've actually sat and watched that. I'm just wondering which one of them might be playing Allura Danon, because I heard that there was a sequel book at some point written, and it followed the further adventures of Allura Danon as she came in to fill whatever destiny she has for having that birthmark. And I suppose, what was her name? Erin, I think? I can't remember. I was just looking at her, too. But, you know, that she was in Solo, and she also was in the Disney Plus series The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We're quite familiar with her, and I think the baby had kind of reddish hair. So I'm kind of wondering if she's playing Allura Danon, I'm kind of cool. I'd like to see how that works out. Okay, but now I think we are ready to enter the trailer park.
Mama, another gator got in the house.
Another gator? Give me that sugar. Come here.
Get him, Mama. Get that gator.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
All right, I got a lot of stuff, and I even added some new things this week, and I don't have things labeled, so I'm just going to click, and we're going to see what's going on. Okay, this is Disney Intertwined.
Yeah. Oh.
Present is the consequence of all the things that have occurred in the past.
Allegra?
Please, I'm begging you to let me finish the audition.
Listen, you'll forget this audition.
I want to be Ellie, the main role in Freaky Friday, just like Grandma.
I don't ever want to hear you talk about
Coke. Why? Why can't I talk about her? She's my grandma. What happened between you, Mom? I want to know the truth.
Be something for you to resolve here and now. What are the knots in your own history that need unraveling?
You know how frustrating it is.
My mom? Coco?
What's the matter?
Greta's the matter. She's very talented and very ambitious as well.
If I get to decide if it's my future or Katarina's, I'm assuming you already know what my choice is.
You won't let her win, right?
So what are you going to do then?
I have to go back and change the past. Mom, Coco, Greta, Diego, Marco, they all seem like pieces of the puzzle, but I don't understand how they fit together yet.
Look, you don't know what would happen in the present if you were to change the past now.
Remember that this isn't your time or your place, Allegra.
So this... Whoa, okay, it looks like you have an autoplay apparently turned on here. And I guess I probably pulled this from a playlist. I guess I have to pay attention. And unfortunately, it jumped me past the information about that particular trailer. That's the first time I've sat and watched this. Can't say that it got me that interested. It looks like just kind of a teen drama with trying to get my attention by doing a time travel thing where she goes back and messes with the past to try to fix the future, which... I'm glad at least one character mentions that this could have some consequences because, you know, that's there should be consequences, though, unless she's creating a multiverse every time she changes something, right? So, yeah, didn't really pique my interest. Let's see what else we got. Under the Helmet, special look. I guess I did have that one prepared to look at for today, but we already listened to that audio. Let me just jump. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to find out where everything's just popping up here. Here we go. The Proud Family, louder and prouder.
Good morning, family.
This is my wife, Trudy. And what's your name again, young man?
You can call me Sugar Mama.
I'm becoming a woman.
It's my job as your father to do everything in my power to prevent it. Penny's gonna wind up living with us forever, like you and Bobby, Mama. Hi, Penny.
What were y'all doing?
Hello, son.
Hey!
Oh, snap! It's Sugar Knight, and she's swole!
You my grandbaby. You can do no wrong. But your daddy, that's another story.
We're about to blow up!
All right, so this is coming to Disney Plus in February. They're louder and prouder and on their way. Original series, this has at least one joke that's a little bit more grown up than I would have expected for what I thought was a children's cartoon initially. But I think they may be adding for the whole family. Here we go. Sneakerella.
Where have you been?
You were supposed to be here working.
I lost track of time.
This is the real world.
Sometimes you just got to let your dreams go.
I just scribble in my notebook. I'm a stock boy. That's it.
You are a legit designer.
Let me at him.
Dude, I love it.
Oh, I want to lick him.
I'm Kira.
Oh.
Hold up.
Kira King, AKA Sneaker Royalty.
The King's Charity Gala.
Yeah. Design some sick kicks. Show off your talent.
At the most exclusive sneaker event of the year. That could happen.
This is your shot. Come on. Get up. You've got sneakers to make.
Kicks. Ain't nothing fresh. No one stepping on my kicks. Kicks. They be like, what are those? Those souls are sick.
Whoa.
Sick. I be like, show you right. Paparazzi taking pics.
It's you. Did you design these?
Yeah.
You're the guy. That everybody's been talking about tonight. This is destiny. My soul's
Picasso. I've been this gold since I was 3 years old. I'm going for my goal, so I'm high to the stars. There's more than what you wear, represent who you are. Just when you think I'm high enough. Nothing fresher than my kicks.
Sneakerella, coming February 18th. And I don't care. It looks like more teen drama. And really, I don't understand the shoe culture. There's people who are big into shoes. I mean, you know what? I just have to have something put on my feet. I know there's people that they collect, and there's conventions where people spend thousands of dollars on a pair of shoes. That'd be like spending thousands of dollars on a pair of underwear. I mean, I do not get into shoes. But for those of you that are big into shoes, I think you might actually really enjoy this take on Cinderella being all reversed. Here we go. America the Beautiful for the Disney Plus original series for National Geographic. This is exploring the stunning spaces that define America's beauty. This original series is streaming in 2022. Don't have anything more specific. I haven't watched a lot of these trailers yet, and this is mainly just seems to be text on screen, some nice imagery and music. We're getting a look at a lot of dolphins, ants, deer, nature here in the United States. It's really neat footage. I think I could enjoy this show. There's not really a lot for the audio that I can share, so I'm going to cut that off right there. But those of you who enjoy nature documentaries, this one looks pretty good. My wife being a biology teacher, I think both of us will end up enjoying that one. Welcome to Earth, Will Smith's series for National Geographic.
I'm throwing myself into the unknown.
I almost guarantee you're going to survive.
All right. There's a new breed of explorers taking me to the ends of the earth to discover hidden worlds that sit beyond our senses.
How's that feeling?
Scary as hell. You know exactly how it's feeling.
Once you decode the mysteries, you can find crucial information about the world around us.
Ready when you are.
We're trying to see the invisible.
Wow. So I could be one of the first people to ever see this. What? Inside the sub at 3,000 feet.
And the only thing protecting you is about 6 inches of plastic.
We down here, y'all. We down here.
December 8th.
You gotta be kidding me.
That was beautiful.
Wow.
Anything dangling?
Just you. I'm not gonna need to do that 2 times.
No.
That looks crazy. It's a different planet down there. How did I not know that this was in the world? Wow. I'm so putting this in a movie.
Welcome to Earth from National Geographic, streaming December 8th. This looks so cool, I gotta say. I think they said it was a 6-part series. It looks like they're going to the areas of the earth. Unless you watch a lot of these nature documentaries, you don't see a lot of this stuff going deep into the ocean, into the abysses of things. And, a lot of other just areas that don't get a lot of attention. Wow. That looks really phenomenal. Now here's Limitless with Chris Hemsworth. I think I watched this trailer.
Probably asking yourself why I'm dangling off a rope 1,000 feet off the ground. I'm asking the same question. Well, Disney wanted to make a show about longevity. Turns out this has something to do with it. Here we go.
I'm getting older now. I don't feel invincible.
Am
makes me want to push myself to such an extreme and live as long as I can and continue to make the most of every moment.
If you push yourself beyond the point at which you should be coming out, there is a real risk you could die.
Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this?
What's making you nervous?
Oh, death is usually a big one, yeah.
We want to make you so resilient.
How can we be present with our stress now so that it doesn't kill us later?
So strong, so powerful.
If this is going to challenge your body, it'll challenge your brain too.
That you can go toe-to-toe with Father Time and he's not even going to bother you.
We change your body to do a reboot on your system.
You know, we're basically going to need sort of Chris Hemsworth 2.0.
The new me. Let's get on with it, shall we?
Very curious on this one. Limitless. What did it say? Yeah, streaming 2022. Well, it's wanting to jump right through that playlist without me getting a chance to stop and talk about things. That seems to be going to see how much the human body can take. I think what I was about to roll into a trailer for that Beatles show, which is going to have some licensed music, so I'm not really going to play that audio for you. I'm sorry. But yeah, this I'm kind of curious what they're doing with that. You know, stuff it's going to encourage you to do to try to live longer, I guess. But now we go the Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild. I don't think I've watched this trailer yet.
It's time for us to move out and make our mark on the world. Possum freedom!
Oh no! Those ding-dongs went back to the lost world!
Oh. And I thought I made bad choices.
Not the same voices there.
The Lost World. The world's most dangerous place.
Wait a minute. Can you repeat that? I had a marshmallow in my ear.
Oh, for crying out loud. What brings you two here?
We came here to live a life of adventure. Like you. I'm starting to question our judgment.
This is the perfect time to do it. It's time to get Buck Wild.
Buck, you're like a superhero.
I wouldn't use the term superhero.
I mean, I wouldn't stop you from using it.
January 28th.
I love family reunions.
Can't say that I'm really that interested. I think the kids might like it. Now, however, this one, and I have watched this trailer, I'm definitely interested in watching this series coming this summer, Baymax.
Hello, I am Baymax, your personal healthcare...
What's that? Borax?
I am Baymax, your personal healthcare companion. I suggest daily exercise. I will find the nearest recreational facility using my state-of-the-art GPS locator. Found it.
How about that? 20 full minutes devoted to the application of Band-Aids. Thank you, Baymax. Refill?
Yeah! My ankle.
Oh, no. Do not worry. I will manage the cafe.
Oh.
Steve?
It's coming this summer.
You have earned Baymax. A lollipop.
Now this I'm going to watch. It just looks fun. Just cute and fun. So, yes, a Baymax series. Something we didn't realize we wanted, but you know what? We wanted it. Now I think I have every bit of Marvel here. Hopefully it's in English because the... I found this on the Microsoft Network website because Marvel Plus put all these, and they, you know, they have it in Spanish, the text here, but they have little quick clips of the short little teasers for all these different Marvel shows. So here's Hawkeye.
We need a car.
Oh, can we take this one? Man, this thing is beautiful.
I'm not smashing a 72 Challenger. Come on. Let's go. Get over here. I need you to drive.
What? I don't want to drive.
Come over here.
No, you drive. I shoot.
I'm not hearing you. You drive, okay? Come on. One.
All right, you don't have to say definitely like
not
that.
Not this one. It's too dangerous.
Fine, wait. I'm using this one.
Hey, be careful.
I was born careful.
They're not regular arrows.
Meeny, miny, miny.
Come on.
Holy. Sure, are arrows more dangerous than that one?
Oh, and it stopped right there, actually. I think the second part might be more of it. Yeah, there's like a second half or something, but we'll move on. But this is Hawkeye getting his replacement. He's meeting his replacement. There is, a female Hawkeye in the comics right now. And we talked about this last week, and I mentioned it before. You know, you can dodge copyright if you replace the original character, but just keep the concept, and not to mention they can get more females, or, you know, they can gender swap, they can race swap, you know, yeah, that's what they're doing. I'm just going to leave it at that. Well, let's move on. Here's our first look at Moon Knight.
I can't tell the difference between my waking life and dreams.
Voice in your head. It devours you.
Yep, that's about all we got for that. Here's our teaser for Ms. Marvel.
Kamala, let's talk about you.
It's not really the brown girls from Jersey City. You save the world.
Maybe now they do.
I got this, right?
Totally.
Yep, not much for that one. Here we go. I believe this is our look at She-Hulk.
I'm Jennifer Walters. I'm a normal lawyer. Well, not that normal.
These transformations are triggered by anger and fear.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Now, you might be noticing the music seems to be the same for all of those. This originally on Disney Plus, you can watch these all together. That's one thing. But anyways, let's move on to the next one. I think I'm going to save that one for last. Oh, you know what? There was a trailer I wanted to share with you that I don't have on the list. But here we go. Here's Turning Red coming from Pixar.
To get to, to get to, to get to, to get to, to get to.
Let's go.
I'm Maylin Lee. I wear what I want, say what I want, 24/7, 365.
I never met nobody.
I know, it's a lot. But I don't got time to mess around. Je me fromage blanc. All about the hustle, am I right?
Poor town.
This is gonna be the best year ever. And nothing's gonna get in my way.
Maymay, breakfast is ready.
Coming.
It's gonna be me.
Is everything okay?
I'm a gross red monster. Don't look at me. Stay back.
It's happened already.
What did you say?
Our ancestors had a mystical connection with red pandas.
Are you kidding me?
This little quirk runs in our family. You're so cute.
Sick. I've always wanted a tail.
I'm a freak.
We love you, May.
You're our girl.
Whoa. You're you.
Any strong emotion.
Yes.
Will release the panda.
Abby, hit me.
Do you know how dangerous this is? You'll get whipped up into a frenzy and panda all over.
OMG! My whole life I've been perfect little Maymay. But maybe I like this new me.
Mama's girls.
March 2022, Turning Red. Disney Pixar's Turning Red introduces May Lee, voiced by Rosalie Chang, a confident, dorky 13-year-old torn between staying her mother's dutiful daughter and the chaos of adolescence. Kind of a coming-of-age story. Her protective, if not slightly overbearing, mother Ming, voice of Sandra Oh, is never far from her daughter, an unfortunate reality for the teenager. And as if changes to her interests, relationships, and body weren't enough, whenever she gets too excited, which is practically always, she poofs into a giant red panda. Directed by Academy Award winner Domei Shi, Pixar short Bao, and produced by Lindsay Collins, Turning Red releases on March 11th, 2022. This, it's Teen Wolf. And I'm not talking about the MTV series. Those of you who are my age, you remember Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox? That's what this is. Kind of an adolescent, you know, and dork thing, but suddenly gets powers by turning into a generational monster. Well, sometimes it skips a generation, you know, and learning to, you know, people are going to find out about turning into this thing, but she learns to use the power of it. And at the last shot, we have dodgeball. She hurls a ball with the amazing strength of a giant red panda. I don't know what that would be compared to like the werewolf abilities of a teen wolf. But yeah, I see Teen Wolf all over this thing. But when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, this looks kind of cool. And I was kind of excited. This trailer, it didn't quite do it for me, but it's Pixar. So I have high expectations because Pixar has never disappointed me. So I expect this is actually going to be really good. So I'll definitely be checking it out when it comes out here in March. Alrighty, now here's something I had almost forgotten to grab a clip of. New
Destiny wants the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog.
Football. Tell me about that.
As long as I have a ball in my hands, I feel alive. Kind of like how I feel right now.
I'm staying here. I got work to do.
Work? The NFL's not going to draft some dude from the 1AA school in Iowa.
There were other offers.
I called every team in the NFL. No one's interested.
Can I get one of your applications?
I promised that I would take care of you and the kids. So that is exactly what I'm going to do.
If this is your dream, don't give up on it.
Second and eight, Farm.
Football.
Yeah, it didn't pick me.
I pick you.
I pick you too.
Kurt Warner. You got the whole package, kid. The world just needs more time to see it.
He came up with this whole arena concept.
Arena football.
It's like a circus.
People love the circus.
I like the circus. Woo!
You pay me per touchdown?
I also pay you to win.
Well, that's gonna be fun.
Hey, Kurt.
We've been trying to reach you.
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm with the Rams.
This guy's old. Slow as molasses. He's beneath the standards of this franchise.
That's what people said about me when I came here.
All those years gave us something others didn't have. Made you ready for this moment.
Kurt Warner out of the Arena League. It's one of those stories that's too good for the movies. Perfect
guy here. He was bagging groceries 5 years ago.
Go out there and you show the world what I've known all along. You were born for this. All
right, this is my time. I know who I am, and I know why I'm here.
Christmas Day, American Underdog, starring Zachary Levi, Shazam himself. I've been a fan of him since Chuck. Anna Paquin, you might know her as being Rogue in the original X-Men films. And Dennis Quaid, which you know from about everything. So this is, let me just read it for you. American Underdog tells the inspirational true story of Kurt Warner, who went from a stocking shelves at a grocery store to a two-time NFL MVP, Super Bowl champion, and Hall of Fame quarterback. The film centers on Warner's unique story and years of challenges and setbacks that could have derailed his aspirations to become an NFL player, but just when his dreams seemed all but out of his reach, it is only with the support of his wife Brenda, played by Anna Paquin, and the encouragement of his family, coaches, and teammates that Warner perseveres and finds the strength to show the world the champion that he already is. American Underdog is an uplifting story that demonstrates that anything is possible when you have faith, family, and determination. And I'm pretty excited about this. Kurt Warner is an outstanding guy, and I do enjoy Zachary Levi. I'm looking forward to this. You know, we don't usually cover much football on this show. Well, sometimes we do. We've talked a lot of football, but this is more than a football story. This is much more than a football story. Christmas Day. I probably won't go directly on Christmas Day. I might go the day after Christmas. But now let's talk about the elephant in the room. Something huge dropped the other day. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Ever since I got bit by that spider, I've only had 1 week where my life has felt normal. That was when you found out.
When you botched that spell where you wanted everyone to forget the Peter Parker Spider-Man, we started getting some visitors. From every universe.
Hello, Peter.
You're not Peter Parker.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
There are others out there. We need to send them back. So, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You know, all this is kind of your mess. I know a couple of magic words myself, starting with the word please.
Please, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You're flying out into the darkness to fight ghosts.
What do you mean?
They all die fighting Spider-Man. It's their fate. I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
Look, there has to be another way.
There isn't. They're a danger to our universe.
You're not gonna take this away from me.
Peter. You're struggling.
to have everything you want while the world tries to make you choose.
This is all my fault. I can't save everyone.
They're starting to come through, and I can't stop them.
December 17th, exclusively in movie theaters. Tickets on sale November 29th. Spider Monday.
So there you go. Now, there's been a lot of speculation here on this. Let me read the official word here. For the first time in the cinematic history of Spider-Man, our friendly neighborhood hero's identity is revealed, bringing his superhero responsibilities into conflict with his normal life and putting those he cares about at putting those he cares about most at risk. And when he enlists Doctor Strange's help to restore his secret, the spell tears a hole in their world, releasing the most powerful villains who've ever fought a Spider-Man in any universe. Now Peter, who will have to overcome his greatest challenge yet, which will not only forever alter his own future, but the future of the multiverse. And now, see, it doesn't mention casting, because we get to see Electro and the Lizard, but I don't know if the original actor is like, you know, Jamie Foxx. I don't know if he's coming back as the Electro, but, you know, at one point they have a shot of Electro and he's firing some electricity, and electricity gets around his head and it looks kind of like the classic Electro mask, which is very, very cool. We also see Sandman in here. So we see all these different villains coming in, and hopefully they're all played by the original actors, but you haven't really seen anything. Now, here's the thing, and I'm going to back this up a little bit, because people have claimed, in one particular shot, it looks like the Lizard gets punched by nobody. Which, oh, that's... I'm not seeing it right there. I'm going to back
this
up a little more.
My fault. I can't save everyone.
And I'm looking at the shot right here. I did not see the Lizard even look like he got punched. But I don't know where people are getting... this supposed footage of the Lizard's face, you know, head going, whipping back, because I don't see it here in this trailer. I'm looking at the trailer as presented by Sony Pictures Entertainment. And now it's popped up a lot of the different places. Marvel Entertainment's got a version of it. Maybe in one of these other versions is where people have been seeing it, but I am not seeing it. I'm looking at this very closely. But they're saying that, oh, well, they took out one of the other Spider-Men who might be fighting this fight. That's maybe taking a punch at the Lizard. But like I said, in this particular trailer that I just looked at, and I've just repeated looking at it, you do not see the head of the Lizard whip around. But I've seen other people like GIFs or GIFs, whatever you call it, showing the lizard's head whip around at one particular point like he's being punched by something that's not there. But I still don't see even that. So I don't know. But we're supposed to see Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire. That's what the expectation is. But they have not really given us any solid evidence to that. Now, if you've happened to watch this trailer and you've actually seen his head whip around, I'm looking about 2 minutes, 20 seconds into the trailer. This is supposed to happen. If you see his head whip around, let me know. Send me an email, because I'm not seeing it. And I just watched the trailer again as we listen to it. Now, of course, I'd love to see all three Spider-Man popping up. But basically, we do get a Sinister Six. So definitely, I'm looking forward to this movie coming out, definitely. Of course, I got plenty of things to look forward to, as this weekend will be Ghostbusters Afterlife. And I'll tell you what, our next episode, if I can get everything coordinated, it's been tougher and tougher to organize and coordinate things as I've gone back to regular work. I need to get things going over the weekend. And unfortunately, my sleep schedule hasn't quite adjusted to this regular full-time work. I still find myself waking up at now 2 o'clock in the morning instead of 3 in the morning, falling asleep kind of early. So I don't really have my evenings to organize as well as I should like. So it's been kind of difficult, but I do want to have a big boffo Ghostbusters show next time. So hopefully that's what we get. But I will be seeing the movie. I've been anticipating that movie for a long time. So, of course, expect our coverage on that next time. But until then, I want to remind you to visit NeverlandPodcast.com. And if you look right there in the middle of the page, my podcast reviews, just click on that letter, that lettering there, the logo, and you can take a look. See if this would be a good service for you. I get a little bit of a kickback. It does help me out. If you happen to have a podcast, it'll get you in touch, be able to see all of your reviews. And of course, I do want to thank Karen Kennedy, Ricky Pope of Christian Nerds Unite, and Darren Wilhite of the Wilhite and Wall radio show for their help in voicing the opener there. Also, Ricky Pope just sent me some voice that I'm going to be editing into the movie review sounder. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/NeverlandPcast. Send us an email, podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. We're on Facebook with both a group and a fan page under Neverland Podcast. You can leave us a voicemail, 816-226-6492. Join the Neverlanders on our website, and please consider donating through Patreon, patreon.com/NeverlandPodcast. Also, we should have a link for that Discord server right in there. I need to start putting some effort into that Discord server, and maybe we can have some fun on it and talk about things and interact. And tell me what you saw for Disney Plus Day if you went to the theater. What movie did you get shown? And are you excited about any of these new movies coming out? I feel like our show's gotten a lot of concentration on all these trailers. There's just been so much here lately. But until we see each other again, get lost in an adventure!